True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
So Jeff and I are just laying out this drama scenario that I just think it doesn't need to be. And I don't know, maybe there's just too many outlets out there. Maybe it's just nitpicking. Maybe look, the bottom line is the Browns won. If they come back and win again this week with Shedeur Sanders, I'll be happy.
I'll be happy.
I find this story.
I hope he plays a great game. I hope he keeps playing and keeps getting better.
Yeah. I find this story just kind of irritating. He's got a shot. You know, and he's taking advantage of it. That's what he did on Sunday, and I want to see more.
And maybe by not playing early on, they put him in a better position to succeed on the long term. You know, you can talk all about the first team reps and everything else. Okay, I get that. I understand that. But maybe, like a lot of young quarterbacks, sitting was a good thing. But everybody, a lot of folks seem to want to create a drama here that, you know, Kevin hates Shedeur. You saw it on his face and Andrew Berry's face when they picked him. Okay, great. Can we move past that? This guy is now the starting quarterback.
Now it doesn't matter where he was picked, right?
He's just a Cleveland Brown.
And he held on to the job.
Yeah.
Because the other quarterback who was starting got injured, and now they've decided they're going to go with Sanders.
After saying that Dylan was the starting quarterback.
Yes.
So Shedeur made a good impression. Kevin avoids a PR nightmare.
Yes. Well, that's true, too. That's a good point. Rob's in Macedonia. Thanks. What's up, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're good. A little irritated, but good.
First-time caller. I wanted to get in on this Shedeur take.
Awesome.
Okay.
I will say, right, so if you think about it, we got to see Shedeur play for 60 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can either one of you tell me in those 60 minutes, it's not clearly obvious that he is more talented than Dylan Gabriel?
I thought he did some things that makes me think he has a higher upside, Rob. I've said that on the
more
show.
More ceiling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
Tell that in 60
it looks that way. Are, it looks that way with their limited sample size for both guys.
Yeah, but okay. So we have a limited sample size. You know who doesn't? The guys in the building. They've been around this guy since day one, and you're going to tell me they couldn't pick that up? Like, how could they not see that?
When Shedeur said that was the first time he got hit in a year. They didn't give him the opportunity. I'm just being honest. This is how I feel. They didn't give him the opportunity to do that.
Okay, so that's my point. So you guys are talking about, we don't want to hear that doesn't have the opportunity. The opportunity's now. There's got to be an issue with knowing that the guy, just from 60 minutes, I could tell he's more talented. I got to believe they knew that too, but yet they still chose to not give him the opportunity.
But they did. I mean, any
maybe
general
they
manager
wasn't quite ready for it,
and maybe, you know, being a rookie, they just wanted to give him a little more time to develop. But I don't know how they were developing him if it seemed like he had just met the guys on the field for the first time. So I understand the conundrum there. I'm not disagreeing with it, but I also think that we've seen and let's be honest. I mean, there are guys who are on scholarship all over the place that there are walk-ons that walk onto a team that are better than the guys who are on scholarship, but a coach isn't going to walk away from the guy he's got on scholarship. In this scenario, I'm talking about a third-round pick versus a fifth-round pick.
And to that point, I think that ties back into what you guys said earlier, right? We both know that Gabriel is Stefanski's guy, and we know that Barry picked Shador. You can clearly see that. That's the point, I guess, I'm trying to drive home. I think he didn't want to give him the opportunity because he wasn't his guy. If Dylan Gabriel,
Bob, you're reaching at something there. You know,
you think so?
Well, the organization clearly drafted Dylan ahead of Shador. I mean, that's just a fact. So, and Andrew Berry is not going to draft a guy just because the coach tells him to. That's what Andrew Berry does.
No, I saw draft day. I saw draft day. Right? Isn't that word?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Went for the running back.
All right, Rob. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. First time caller, Rob Macedoni. Good job.
And we appreciate that. But Rob's taking it to another conspiracy level.
Right.
You know, can we not think that perhaps, and let me just throw this out. You know, they clearly like Dylan Moore, which, okay. They took him two rounds earlier. That's fine.
Anybody that's ever had to pick kids out of a line to play kickball understands that.
Right. And so he's going to get the first look, and they didn't see anything from Shador that made them think that he was more ready to play at this time than Dylan. Talent, that's a different story. There is a level of being ready to play. Coach him up in meeting rooms. You know, go over the playbook. Get him ready. Dylan played in different types of systems than Shador played in at Colorado. Maybe he was more ready to play right away. You know, Rob, I agree with you. In watching both guys, I think Shador has a higher upside. But
it's way more entertaining, I can tell you that.
Well, it has been so far. Andy, I don't want to, again.
But he was entertaining in college, too. I mean, it's not
without
like.
Without question. But Dylan Gabriel was really good in college. I kind of like Shador better right now. But I just don't want to see everybody dump on a guy who has played six or seven NFL games and think that he's done and can't play. Maybe Dylan becomes a good NFL quarterback. Maybe. Right now, I'm glad Shador is starting. So, but let's leave the Dylan hate out of this. There's no reason to hate on Dylan Gabriel. It wasn't his fault that he was picked ahead of Shador, and it wasn't his fault that they liked him more. Right now, they like Shador more. They clearly made that choice, Andy, by starting him in this game. They could have picked either one, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they picked Shador.
Two games in a row, though, they could have picked a different quarterback than Shador. Troy is in Vermillion. How are those Woolly Bears,
up,
my
Troy?
Friend? How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, I just want to chime off of the, I think you guys said a couple minutes ago, the BS drama that I don't know if it's the fans, the media. Like, we got to put all that. That stirs up so much muddy water, all because of a guy, our guy, Shador Sanders, a professional athlete in the National Football League.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You have to sell yourself. You can't be, yes, he might be outspoken. He may have a little swagger. Some people say he's cocky. That's what you do when you're a professional athlete. You are trying to sell yourself to get to that next level, to be that starting quarterback, to be the person. And it's really sad that people take it the wrong way, that he's arrogant, he's too full of himself. But you're a professional athlete. That's what you have to do. You are the number one player at that position when you're a professional athlete.
Okay, Troy, thank you. I just he's confident. I don't know. I understand that, like, you can see it that way, but I don't know. He's so likable too. It's not in a bad way. He's an extremely likable person. It's hard not to be in a room and not feel his excitement.
I feel the same way about you, Andy.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know. I can't honestly say I feel the same way about you. No, I'm just kidding. There is an energy about him that is extremely likable, and you're going to root for him. I don't think you could be. I mean, if you're in the room with the guy, you're just like, okay, I get it, I understand it, and you know, and I just his genuine. And I hate to say innocence, but his genuine innocence after that first game of appreciating, or at least I felt that he appreciated everything that was going on, and that he finally had the opportunity, and he was going to take advantage of it. So that's kind of where we are with it. I just want to see more. You said it right away in the postgame show the other day. I want to see more. Kyle's in Cleveland. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Jeff and Andy.
Good morning.
Hi, Kyle.
First I wanted to chime in about the game ball. Andy, I agree with you. I want to start by saying I agree with you, okay?
But
I
don't okay.
It might not be such a no-brainer as you might initially thought. So Shador playing the way he played, which was not great,
mm-hmm.
right? We can agree on that. He was the first NFL career start, you know, being scheduled, right? He knew he was a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was our first rookie quarterback to win his first start in, what, 30 years?
30, no, it's like, what was the first one of this 90, since Eric Zier?
95.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's game ball worthy. But I agree that Miles, he's done stuff that nobody's ever done. The season has been amazing to watch. But
I mean, if you had one game ball to give out, who were you giving it to?
Miles. And that's why I said I agree with you. But I think if Miles doesn't have that, I think Shador is right. I don't think there's anybody who gets it besides Shador.
Yeah, Kyle, I agree with you on that, especially because, you know, whether you think he's overconfident or not, you still want to build confidence among a rookie. And what better way than to say, hey, boys, look at this. The rookie carried us through. So, Kyle, I'm with you on that. Now, Kyle.
And it's game ball trauma.
I know.
I mean, who cares?
All right, so what did Kevin say after Gabriel's first win? Do you remember this, Jeff?
I don't, Andy.
Oh,
well, the wins have all run together in my head. I can't keep them straight.
Well, to go in the Wayback Machine.
I'm glad I made you chuckle.
As Wayne and Garth would say, let's go back and hear exactly what Kevin had to say.
What was this? This was Dylan Gabriel's first win.
This was Dylan Gabriel's first win. Okay, let's see if there's any drama from this.
Hey, fellas, how about that teammate game right there?
Yeah!
How about supporting each other? How about supporting each other? How about pushing each other? How about celebrating with each other? Okay? That's what it's about in this team game. When we push each other, when we pick each other up, I appreciate how you guys work. First, I'm going to start here. Just broke a record for most starts by a Brown since 1999 when Browns came back. Three touchdowns for the young kid.
Yeah,
okay, some good out there. Some good plus four turnover margin. Okay? You're going to win a lot of games, probably all of them, if you go plus four. Okay? That was a great job. Tyson gets his first touchdown. Grant gets a punch out on kickoff. Turned into points. Nice job. Corey, three punts inside the 20. Andre, 4 for 4, extra point, 1 for 1, field goal, 5 for 5.
I like that too.
In tough conditions. Well done.
Andre!
Defense, you're all getting the game ball.
Okay? Woo!
But I'm gonna do this. That defense out there, including to the very last play, okay? Four sacks, 11 tackles for loss.
Oh my God!
Okay? This ball is going to Coach Schwartz for that plan and for executing that plan and for us playing our style defense. So where are you, Coach Schwartz?
Oh, I don't know. What is this infatuation he has with the punter? He brings him up every time they win. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there.
He's listening to you.
Maybe. Maybe.
Was that the entire speech?
He believes
sounded like it got cut off.
Did he even
mention Dylan Gabriel?
What?
Nope, no Gabriel.
How could he not do that? First win as a rookie.
Where's the love, man?
He must hate him.
Do you think he hates
Gabriel?
He wanted him to take Shador in the third.
And by the way, I think they had multiple game balls because I think he said everybody on defense was getting one.
Everybody got one.
Maybe they ran out of balls for this week.
Insert your own joke here.
Maybe they ran out and Miles was the only one they could afford. So they said, does everyone get it? Like, and by the way, are these are a little.
By the way, he sounds just like he sounds in his press conferences.
He needs to swear more often in his press conferences.
Does. By the way, in that win.
Let's go to Mary Kay.
In that win, Dylan was 13 of 18. 116 yards.
Let's hear it for the rookie.
Didn't have to do much. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Just played a solid game.
So wait, if he didn't, so that must mean he doesn't like him because he didn't bring him up in that first.
Didn't bring him up. Didn't give him a game ball, Andy, for his first NFL win.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Jeff?
Maybe some drama about this.
Maybe this is why everyone's
Kevin
picking
Stefanski
on his coaching.
Hates Dylan Gabriel and short left-handers. 216-474-0092.
We'll get zero calls on that.
I know.
You know.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.